It is 8:22. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Casey Gay Williams and Christina Helmick in with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I just saw you this week at the very impressive State of the City Eggs and Issues breakfast. Thank you so much for inviting me. And it was really worth taking the morning off to learn about two of the three new mayors,
yes,
and what their plans are. That's a great event that y'all host every year, right?
Well, this is actually the first time we've had it in this format at this particular time frame. So we are hoping to make this an annual event early in the year, so that, you know, you've got that information and ask some questions, and it was very well attended, and we're very excited to present it to the community.
It was interesting to see the moderator asking them the question, how were their first 100 days? And they all mentioned what a challenge between the COVID-19 and the hurricane, yet all three of them expressed how happy they were with the unity, how they're all working together, getting along, talking on the phone, whether it be legislative issues or Eastern Shore MPO traffic projects. So it sounds like the Eastern Shore is in a really good spot with their leadership and their cohesiveness.
You know, I just want to make a quick statement to that, that one of the mayors came up to me afterwards and said a mayor from another city, right near us, had texted them during the State of the Cities and said, hope it's going well. And so I was like, wow, another city that is not on the Eastern Shore is texting during our State of the Cities with our three mayors. That's pretty, that's pretty good, and shows, again, the collaboration.
And yes, they did mention they're working closely with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, especially for the bridge project and other MPO projects. So, good news.
Well, you know, that's what it takes, is communicating and finding your common ground and the common good for the communities in our region, and then, you know, being able to come up with a plan. So we're excited to kick that off, and very excited at what we heard as well.
And the next big thing, I was saying March 2nd, and realize that's next week.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's next week. is your big Baldwin County Career and Job Fair. Tell us about that.
Yes, it'll be March 2nd, Tuesday, from 9 to 2 at the Daphne Civic Center. And we are excited to offer this face-to-face job fair. We heard from our local businesses that they really wanted some FaceTime with our great talent that we have in Mobile and Baldwin County. So we're excited for that. We have a lot of great businesses being represented. We have healthcare, hospitality, manufacturing, aviation, education, utilities, shipbuilding, just to name a few. Banking. So we have a wide range, and all of them have opportunities for employment at varying levels. So we're excited about that.
I love the FaceTime, you know, especially in today's world.
Yes.
And during the pandemic, everything is online. And I know from experience of helping people apply for jobs before, sometimes you just can't shine through in that computer, or
exactly,
the keyword is missing and you're tossed out. So it's nice to have that face-to-face.
Well, and they get, you know, job seekers get frustrated that all they can do is just send in a resume to a
portal.
Portal,
right,
exactly. Or fill out an application, and hard to reach somebody to actually talk to and follow through. And so it's a great opportunity for people, job seekers, to come and start their search or continue their search. We recommend that they come dressed and ready to visit with these businesses, dressed for an interview,
mm-hmm,
with great resumes in hand.
Yes, bring several copies of your resume.
And that is Tuesday again, March 2nd, next week, 9 to 2 at the Daphne Civic Center. And Riviera Utilities is helping the Eastern,
yes,
Shore Chamber sponsor this.
They're our presenting sponsor, and, you know, they're such a great supporter of the Chamber and our community. And the thing about the job fair, and I like to walk around and just observe what's going on, and you see all these conversations happening. And I've had one of the financial institutions last year said, you know, we walked away with a stack of resumes that we knew we would be looking closer into. And by the end of that first, I guess, look through, they had 20 applicants they were going to call for an interview. So they are looking for the folks to fill these jobs. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the talent we have here. So it's a great idea. We see people who maybe have retired but don't really want to retire, so right. They're looking for a second job. We see young folks coming in that maybe are just new to the job pool, or maybe they're ready to take another step in their career. We see people that maybe are ready to change careers, you know, after the disruption of 2020. There's a lot of folks who are kind of reassessing, you know, where do I want to work? What do I want to do? What's my career? So it's not just a job, but also an opportunity to explore careers and maybe find something you're well suited for, mm-hmm. that you hadn't thought about before.
Well, you know, and Casey, to that point, we are offering a workshop that day, one at 9 o'clock and another one, the same exact one, at 1 o'clock. And it is entitled Reinventing Yourself After COVID. And Josh Duplantis, the Dean of Workforce Development for Coastal Alabama Community College, is going to be hosting that workshop. So we're excited. You know, there's a lot of people that lost jobs in the hospitality industry, mm-hmm. and as well as other industries. And so this is a great opportunity. You know, let's look at those essential employers. Let's look at, you know, some certifications that you might be able to get very quickly and redirect your career.
Very good. All right. And what else is on the agenda upcoming for the Chamber? I know you're always busy with something.
Yes. We are finding it very hard to believe that it's already March. We have some of our normal networking, some organic way to build business. We have our business after hours, which is next Thursday. And it will be at the Rock Creek Clubhouse there in Fairhope. And it's from 5 to 7. It's no charge to come. We do ask that you register either through our office or online when you see our newsletters or weekly wake up. We just like to know, from the standpoint of being able to provide plenty of room and space. And so Business After Hours is in person at Rock Creek Clubhouse this coming Thursday.
So that's a great networking event. I love to attend. And you're resuming in person with masks and the social distancing requirements.
Lots of hand sanitizing stuff everywhere. And
always following CDC guidelines.
Absolutely. And, you know,
just
and
like the job fair. Yeah,
yes. Exactly. You know, we'll be monitoring the crowds and what I call the flow of traffic to be sure, you know, that we have plenty of room to spread out. And so we see that people are excited about having some in-person interaction, as we might well imagine. And then also, we have an interesting webinar coming up with the Small Business Development Center called Starting a Business in Alabama. You know, we have a very entrepreneurial area with all of our small businesses and people owning their own business. So that is coming up on March the 17th from 11 to 1. Registration is required. And again, you can call the chamber office or look at our digital newsletters and find the link there. And so, you know, if you're thinking about, I've always wanted to do this, that might be a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our morning marketing meeting, which is the third Thursday of every month. If you can't remember the date, it's the third Thursday of every month from about 8 to 9 o'clock. It's this month, it will be in person and Zoom, because we have the connectivity and the equipment to do both, which we always try to if possible. And it will be at Prodigy Pantry. And they have a big open space. And mm-hmm. so that's one of my favorite events.
I missed that event. I took off for the State of the City. I might take off for this again, too, because this is a format where everyone attending gets to introduce themselves.
Yes.
And then you have one featured guest speaker. Is that still how it goes?
Yes, that's how it goes. And, you know, bring your business cards or bring your brochure, a collateral piece. Maybe you have a special going on. But I love when it's over, you see all these people like, I didn't know we had that business in our area. Mm-hmm. Or I've been looking for X. Or, you know, it's just a great organic way to grow your business, meet others in the small business community so that you can support one another. So that's always fun. It rotates Spanish Fort, Daphne, and Fairhope. So we are in Spanish Fort this month and the Prodigy Pantry, and always excited to be there and see the good work that they're doing.
Okay.
So last but not least, this is not coming up soon, but one of our big initiatives for the coming year, and this is actually going to be on Saturday, November the 6th, is Lemonade Day.
Lemonade Day.
Lemonade Day.
And in November?
In November.
Okay.
Well, it's actually in May, but we are doing, because of the COVID and just getting things started and up and running again, we've moved it to November.
Okay.
Not that November's not plenty warm here usually. But Lemonade Day is an entrepreneurial program which fits into our workforce initiatives, and it's from the third through sixth grade, and an adult with 2 to 3 kids form a team, and they learn through a 6 to 8 week little workbook how to develop their business plan, how to design their stand, design their lemonade recipe. They have to build the stand. They have to figure out how to get the capital to buy the materials or get the materials for their lemonade stand. They have a profit and loss component, so they're doing their financials. And so our goal is to have 100 lemonade stands all across the Eastern Shore on November the 6th.
How fun is that?
And right?
What a great learning tool. We were just talking yesterday when Gary Mitchell, a.k.a. Barry Silverman, was here to talk about the Jewish Film Festival. I was in Junior Achievement. That's how I got into radio. And
wow,
he was one of our supervisors back in the day in the 70s. And Junior Achievement taught us how to run a business, like a mock business.
Right.
And it sounds like exactly what you're doing with your young, what do you call this again? It's your business development program.
Workforce development.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's
And workforce starts at birth. I mean, if you've ever listened to any of the folks that really study this to a deep level, our workforce begins at birth. And so we have STEPS and we have youth leadership. And so this is kind of the next rung in that workforce from. And when you start school in the fall, third through sixth graders, it's a national program. We actually have the license for Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. So we have a dedicated website. We're going to be getting information out to the schools. It's open to public schools, private schools, homeschool, you know, anyone, third through sixth grade. And we'll be getting some information out about safe stands. The kids also have to call and say, hey, Ms. Dubos, we'd like to have our lemonade stand in front of the radio station. Would you, you know, allow us to do that? So they have to do all of that themselves. And then we will have a contest for best stand, best lemonade, and the best profit and loss. Who makes the most profit will be entered into the national conference. So we will have an Entrepreneur of the Year.
And didn't you tell me that one participant somewhere has made notoriety with her lemonade actually being sold in a retail store?
Yes, actually, this young lady, her lemonade recipe is in Whole Foods across the country. So, you know, it's the real deal, entrepreneurial studies. Kids really embrace it. So we will be getting that information out. But also, we have some sponsorships available. If you want to sponsor that Entrepreneur of the Year, we'd love to have you, as well as, you know, sign up for what we call Safe Stand Site. So a lot more information coming. Very excited about it. Stay tuned. You're going to be seeing a lot more information. But
that sounds fun.
Yes.
Very excited about it.
Parents, grandparents, teachers, to all get involved.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies, anything else that you'd like to mention about the chamber before we wrap it up? Well, we can just mention real quickly, if you're a new business or perhaps you've been here years and you've never joined the chamber, how does that work and why should they?
Well, you know, our chamber will be 100 years old in 1924. That's when it started. In 2024. So we do cover a lot of ground on the Eastern Shore, so it's a great way to expand your market and let other people know across the Eastern Shore. But we have resources. When COVID-19 and all of that hit so fast, we immediately had a COVID-19 resource page. We had social distance dining. We have networking. But if, you know, it's also part of supporting the community and being a part, and it's very easy to join. You can go to eschamber.com, and we have an online application. And then also you can call the office. Allison Mezick is our membership rep, and we'd love to talk to you about how we can bring value to your business. Not everybody's needs are the same, so we like to sit down and talk to a business owner and say, what are you looking for, and what about the chamber can be of value to mm-hmm. you? So we've done a lot of new things in the past year. Our tourism website for people who have a place to shop, eat, stay, event planning. And so it's not just a one-size-fits-all association. The chamber's here to bring people together, but also to serve the individual businesses.
A lot of tools and resources and great connections.
Absolutely.
And the community as well. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Casey Gay Williams and Christina Helmick with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. Now, just to note, you're normally here the fourth Wednesday of each month.
Yes.
But that was the breakfast.
Yes.
The state of the city. So we rearranged to today. And if you missed part of the interview or you want to tell a friend so you can listen to it all at once or later, it will be available by lunchtime at WABF1480.com.